WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
There we go. We were having so much fun with the mixer earlier, so we're just going to have a little bit more. I overheard your conversation that you had a gig up in D.C. recently, so you guys have been out playing a lot?
Not a lot, but we've been going around a little bit playing.
A few times a month.
Yeah. Got a new lineup these days, and so we're getting
If you introduce everyone, Brennan?
Sure. This is Mr. Nick Reeb, and on the fiddle over here is King Wilkie fame, plays around town with a lot of other guys. Jolie Fee.
That's right, Jolie Fee.
Cajun punk rock band. Mr. Andy Thacker over there on the mandolin. No stranger to these parts and to the music scene around here. Same with Zach Blotter over here on the bass from Rockbridge County, Virginia. And me. I'm Brennan Gilmore.
Well, good to have you all back here in WNRN Studios. I imagine Nick came here when King Wilkie was here a couple of times.
I did, yeah.
And Andy's no stranger. Zach, have you been here before? I know you don't have a microphone in front of, but you can, you know, nod or you just walk over to Brennan's there.
I've been listening for years, but this is the first time I've been down to
the
studio.
So your debut.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, good to have you here. I know that recently, Brennan, you came in when you kind of started revitalizing this name, because this had been a group that had played out, or this name with you as the leader, I don't know, 5-6 years ago.
Yeah, we actually started in Charlottesville about 1999 when Zach and I were in school under the Walker's Run name. We've gone through all sorts of members, not really gone through. I mean, we're still, everyone's still around, and we still sort of, you know, have a large Walker's Run family that comes out and plays. And usually we have sort of a core group of musicians, and it's kind of who it is now. But yeah, last time I was in here with a couple of my musical heroes from the Simpson family, Joe Simpson on guitar and Mary Simpson on the fiddle.
Right, and you know, so I guess they're off doing other things?
Yeah, Joe's out somewhere in Albemarle County overseeing construction on a site.
But I imagine they're still out playing.
Yeah, they're still playing, of course.
He looks good in a hard hat.
Yeah, we all play together when we can.
So. Good. And, you are coming together with many other folks to put on a benefit for the Gravity Lounge coming up on Sunday. I know that Jay Punham or Gwen Alasco kind of spearheaded this whole thing with trying to get people to come together, hear some good music, and raise some dollars for the Gravity Lounge. You guys, I think, had your reunion show there when you kind of came back together with extended family.
Yeah, that's right. We played a few shows over there. I'd been overseas for a while, but when I got back in 2005, we played there with a Arab Appalachian project that Zach and I are in called Kantara, and we did a show there. And then Walker's Run has done a couple shows. I played with Thacker there a couple times. We've always had a great time. It's a fantastic room, and we definitely don't want to see it go. So we jumped at the chance to play the benefit when we were asked by Jay Pond.
Well, let's hear some live music in the WNRN studios this morning. Walker's Run, my guest this morning. The show is Sunday night at the Gravity Lounge. A lot of people are going to be there. What are you going to do first?
This is a cover of a Steve Earle tune called Steve's Last Ramble. It's kind of a little rendition of it. 1, 2, 3.
About giving up this rambling round, hanging up my highway shoes. Lately when I walk they make a hollow sound, they carry me away from you. Every night I lay my body down, these empty arms just leave me blue. Now I'm thinking about giving up this rambling round, find my way back home to you. Well, I've always been a traveling kind, a million miles behind me. I kept following that thin white line, and now I want to turn around.
Hold the lid to hear that highway sound, all high and lonesome, low and blue. Now I'm thinking about giving up this rambling round and find my way back home. So say goodbye to all my rambling pals, old Highway Dave and Southside Sue. I don't believe they'll miss me anyhow, it's one less wayward soul or two. Down the road they'll pass a jug around, they'll sing them lonesome highway blues. Me, I'm thinking about giving up this rambling round and find my way back home to you.
WNRN with live music featuring Walker's Run this morning, local bluegrass band, and they're going to be playing a benefit for the Gravity Lounge coming up on Sunday night. We talked about the fact that Jay Punn and Morwenna Lasco kind of spearheaded this event. Of course, they'll be playing, and also local singer and songwriter Carly Nesbitt will be there as well. Is there going to be a series of benefit concerts for Gravity, or we're just going to start with this one and see where it goes?
Sounds like we're going to start with this one and see where it goes, but hopefully this one will prove successful and we can actually keep it going and keep the place afloat.
Well, Andy, you've played there in many different incarnations. I know that you played in Adrian Young's band. I think my most recent viewing of you, I think you were there with Brennan a couple of days after Christmas at the Gravity Lounge. You just played a little opener.
Just a duo opener
So lots of different.
Joey DiMiano's band.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Right.
I had the flu. I don't really remember.
Well, it was kind of like my Mando Fest that particular weekend, because I got to see Jimmy Gaudreau and then I got to see Andy. And I was like, woo, some of my favorite mandolin players. It was very nice. So, and that's one of the nice things about the Gravity Lounge is I've gotten to see a lot of music that I probably would have had to travel an awfully long way to see anything even close to it. So it's really nice to have it right here in Charlottesville to provide us with all this good music, especially kind of the folk and acoustic music that sometimes is hard to find.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They definitely bring a lot of it through there, and got to thank them for doing that over the years, and hopefully they can continue to do it.
Well, some more, music. Well, I was just thinking, Brennan, that, you know, with this new reformed Walker's Run, you got kind of a new lineup of songs. Have you kind of tried out some new stuff?
Yeah, we do. We're sort of, we all keep the old repertoire, and, you know, depending on shows, we usually play completely different shows every night just to keep it fresh. But we've been working up some stuff, working on the original tunes too. We'll play something we've been working on now. Actually, it's not an original tune, but it was a tune that was written by James Leva and Carol Elizabeth Jones, who used to play together as a duo, and they're a couple other heroes of mine. They're great songwriters, unfortunately, and not as well known as they should be.
When I first moved to this area, I was stoked that I was going to be living near them.
Yeah,
because they were one of my favorites. You know, they were a great team.
Absolutely, yeah. And James is, of course, still making music. Carol Elizabeth is too. James got a new band called Purgatory Mountain, and they've been putting out some great stuff. But some of their old duet records are some of my favorite music, and they recorded this actually with Bobby Reed, Albemarle County resident. So we're going to do the title track off of their first record, which is called Light Enough to Find My Way.
One, two, three.
digging through the rock and stone, trying to make it pay. Wondering what it comes to when it's all said and done. Walking in the shadow to the setting sun.
WNRN with Walker's Run in the WNRN studio. That happens to be my favorite Jones and Leva song, so you made my day. Thank you so much. We're going to take a real quick break, and we'll be back with more music and conversation with Walker's Run in just a minute. And we're hoping we'll hear at least one more song from Walker's Run this morning. What do you got for us, gentlemen?
We're going to do one of Andy Thacker's original tunes here. It's an instrumental tune called The Road to Romney.
Thank you.
WNRN with Walker's Run, playing live in the WNRN studios. They're going to be playing live again soon, Sunday night at the Gravy Lounge. Morweno, Lasco, Jay Pun will be there. Also, Carly Nesbitt will be there. This is a benefit concert for the Gravity Lounge, and it's all going to start at 7 o'clock on Sunday night. Well, gentlemen, a pleasure, as always, to have you here, many happy returns back here, and I hope you have what's beyond this Gravity Lounge benefit show, what's on the agenda for you gentlemen?
RFK Stadium, Carnegie Hall, places like that.
Oh, okay. All lined up?
Working on it.
Working on the booking right now.
Okay.
We're in negotiation.
Well, if people want to get in touch with you to have you come play, how do they do that?
That's a good question. I think we're going to have a website again. We used to, walkersrun.com, and that'll be up every now and then. So.
Every kind of a random thing.
You know what? There is a MySpace page, Walker's Run page. Although okay. I've tried to search for it before and I can't find it. I think it has something to do with the apostrophe. we're going to get our stuff together, though. So walkersrun.com coming to you soon.
Excellent. Well, Brennan, Zach, Andy, and Nick, thank you so much for coming in to the WNRN studios this morning. I hope tons of people come out Sunday night to see you all play, and Jay Pun and Morwen Alasco, along with Carly Nesbitt. We're going to play some Carly Nesbitt next.